my advice to candidates, to the general public, and to the media is that we will not know winner. We certainly will not know winners tomorrow night. It may take 1 or 2 weeks at the outside to know winners. It could be longer.
Hi there, it's WAMC News Director Ian Pickus, and on this episode of the WAMC News Podcast, my interview with John Conklin of the New York State Board of Elections, ahead of Tuesday's mostly mail-in primary. John, just generally, what kind of challenge has this pandemic posed in terms of running the election on Tuesday?
Oh, I think it's absolutely had a very significant impact on this election, from the rescheduling of other elections, elections that were taking place back in April that got rescheduled for tomorrow, to the processing of absentee ballot applications, mailing them out, receiving them back. At this point, statewide, the county boards have received approximately 1.7 million absentee ballot applications for this election, compared to the presidential primary from 4 years ago, where statewide they received 157,000 absentee applications in total. So you're talking about a factor of like 11 and a half times the number of absentee ballot applications that they would usually be processing. So that, you know, doing that at the same time when you're trying to make arrangements for early voting, have poll sites, have poll workers, you know, move a mountain of absentee applications, all while you're probably operating at some reduced level of staff, whether it's half or lower because you've been told that you can't be at work because of COVID-19. It's had an astounding impact, I think, on this election.
What do we know at this point about how many people took advantage of early voting?
Yeah, 92,000 and change is what showed up, is the number of voters who showed up for the whole 9 days.
Now, polls are open from 6 to 9 on Tuesday. People can vote in person, right?
Yes.
What should they know about that? Is that a normal process? Are there new restrictions in terms of where they can go and how they can go?
Well, again, there'll be some changes as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. So if you're going to your local poll site, you should bring your own PPE if you have it, at least a mask, please. If you don't, we will have it available for you. If for some reason you're not able to wear a mask or you decline to wear a mask for whatever reason, then the poll worker should send you to an isolated section of the poll site. They'll give you a ballot at that point. You'll be separated from the rest of the voters and the poll workers, so you can mark your ballot and then cast it and then leave. There'll also be, you know, the traditional observance of social distancing. There should be a periodic time during the day when the equipment will be sanitized. So there might be some delay in processing voters because of that. I mean, if that's particularly that specific reason, I think voters will tolerate because it's in their best interest. Those are the kinds of things that they will encounter when they go to a poll site tomorrow. So, like you said, the polls will be open from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. You may want to just double check to make sure that hasn't been any consolidation of your traditional poll site. You can go to the state's website, which is www.elections.ny.gov. And in the center of the homepage, if you scroll down a little bit, you'll see a box that asks, do you, you know, find out where you're registered to vote and where your poll site is. If you click on that, then with a little bit of information, we'll tell you where your poll site is specifically.
Now, if you requested an absentee ballot and let's say it came Monday or even Tuesday, what's the deadline to get that into the mail?
You can still return it on Tuesday, the 23rd, Election Day, which is a deviation from traditional practice. The legislature passed a law at the beginning of June to extend the deadline by 1 day. So you can still either return it by hand or put it in the mail on the 23rd, and that will still be timely. Now, the boards have processed, I believe, something close to 98% of all the applications they received, which is a huge amount. That still leaves a small percentage that may or may not have been processed at the end. So they had a Herculean task under extremely trying circumstances, and I know they worked, you know, 12 and 15-hour days to try and process as many absentee applications as they could. But if you didn't get one, you can still go to the polls tomorrow, and we've tried every effort to make sure that the polls, that it's minimal risk to go to the polls.
Here's the million-dollar question for you. How long will it take to have results from this round of elections?
That is the million-dollar question. So my advice to candidates, to the general public, and to the media is that we will not know winners. We certainly will not know winners tomorrow night. It may take 1 or 2 weeks at the outside to know winners. It could be longer. It's difficult to – I mean, we've issued this many absentee ballots, 1.7 million. It's actually slightly higher because there are places in the state where one application would result in you receiving two or three ballots. So there's more ballots that went out than applications. But we don't know what percentage of the turnout is in absentee ballots yet until after Election Day. So if it's 50% or 80%, those would be astronomical numbers that we've never experienced before in terms of the turnout being in paper versus on the machines. So the State Board's website will have election night results posted. It will only be for machine totals on Election Day and machine totals from early voting. But I can't tell you whether that represents 20% of the electorate, 30% of the electorate, 50% of the electorate, and like you say, that's the million-dollar question. So if you've ever observed an absentee ballot count, you know that it's somewhat of a painstaking process.
To say the least.
So that is what we will be doing after Election Day. Now, by nature, an absentee ballot, so it's postmarked at the latest tomorrow, it has 7 days to come back to the board, so it can arrive anytime between tomorrow and June 30th, and that will be considered timely and it will be counted. But there was a change in the law because of early voting last year, so after Election Day, all the counties have to do a comparison between their affidavit and absentee ballots to make sure that no voter attempted to vote in more than one county. That is scheduled to take place on July 1st. So the counties will more than likely wait until July 1st before they begin to canvass ballots because they'll want to know the results of that cross-state comparison to make sure that they can go ahead and count all the ballots that they have and that there's none that need to be disqualified because of a multi-county voting voter. And the counties have to notify the local candidates and the local party leaders when they're going to start counting absentee ballots because they have the opportunity to be present and observe the process. And usually they bring their attorneys with them. And if the process begins where they start objecting to ballots as opposed to observing the situation, then it could get even slower. So, I expect that the counties will devote more than one team to the process. I would expect them to devote multiple teams, but it will still take some time before those ballots all get counted. So anyone attempting to declare a winner tomorrow night would be, I think, foolhardy.
Okay, noted. And I will share that word with the newsroom. last thing, President Trump tweeted today, because of mail-in ballots, 2020 will be the most rigged election in our nation's history. What can you say about the sanctity of this process, which is new for many New Yorkers?
Well, there have historically been problems with mail-in ballots, particularly in this area. There was an issue in Rensselaer County a couple of years ago. There was an issue in Albany County years ago. So there are problems with mail-in ballots sometimes. They are susceptible to things. I think we've done everything we can in the process to try and make them secure and transparent and accurate. So I think the voters should have faith in that. Typically, it's a bad actor doing something wrong that tends to have problems, that tends to create problems in the process. But I mean, in the past, those people individually have been prosecuted, and you know, there's been a penalty to pay for doing those kind of things.
All right. Well, John Conklin of the New York State Board of Elections, thank you so much for your time, and best of luck.
Thank you very much. My pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity.
All right. That does it for this episode of the WAMC News Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Stay safe. We'll see you next time.